new idea around speeding fines from the Ministry of Transport, more use of demerit points, and a novel one. You ready for this? The speeding fine is linked to your income. What sort of Pandora's box would that be? AA Speed Policy Advisor Dylan Thompson's with us. Dylan, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
That smacks of people sitting around in the ministry having been told to come up with ideas and they come up with a few dumb ones. How would you ever link it to your income?
Well, I guess first off, I'd just say that I wouldn't jump to conclusions here. I've got no idea what's in the paper that's gone to Cabinet. And I think, you know, that we'll need to wait and see when that does come out for public consultation, exactly what's in it. I believe it's going to be a very wide-ranging review of traffic penalties. That hasn't happened in New Zealand for more than 20 years, so we're overdue for looking at this. And then the idea you're talking about, well, I know Finland is a country that has done that for some time in a few other places in Europe, but it would be a pretty radical step for New Zealand. So if you were going to look at investigating that and thinking about it, you'd need to really be very careful and do a lot of work about exactly how it could work and making sure that
exactly.
It was fair. And
the machinations and outworkings are hopeless. As far as fines are concerned generally, do fines have an effect?
Well, they obviously do. Because you know, nobody likes getting punished for anything. In general terms, you know, psychologically, actually being caught for something is more important than the severity of the fine. You know, if a fine's very low, but you know that you are going to be caught every time you do it, then people generally change their behaviour and stop doing that. We certainly, you know, the AA's perspective is that just going, oh well, just make the fines bigger, just make the fines bigger, just make the fines bigger, and keep whacking people with heavier and heavier penalties isn't necessarily the best approach. I think we need to be smarter than that. Some stuff that seems to have had good results overseas is where you could call it a suspended sentence, if you like, where sometimes people get penalties, and then if you get another offence within the next 12 months, then the penalties jump up and become much heavier. But if you don't, then it goes away. There's some countries that have moved to having courses as well. So you have the option of paying a fine, or you can take part in a course around safer driving, whether that's speed, whether that's cell phone use and distractions, all sorts of things.
So it's
and
not
they
like,
seem to have had some good results.
It's not like there's not lots of ideas out there. Let's see what they come up with, Dylan. Appreciate it. Dylan Thompson, who is the AA Speed Policy Advisor.